Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your mighty, powerful word, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder of soul and spirit and divider of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Lord, let us have a right heart before you. I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus that seeks to bind your word, to seeks to bind your people, to seek to bind this life that we are seeking to live for you. We thank you, Lord, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us go right over to the book of John, John chapter 20, and we're going to begin reading at verse 24. It's quite a bit of reading, so let's get started. John chapter 24 through 31. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. I love verse 30. I'm going to read that again. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. There's enough in scripture to believe. There are many that still are asking for proof. If you be the Son of God, do this. Just like in Matthew 4, the enemy went to Jesus and said, If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. If you be the Son of God, do this and that. You know, I will make you this and that, and cast yourself over. And, you know, the enemy comes to prompt us to try to do things to discredit the word and not believe the word and go opposite of what the word is telling us. Thomas said here, Unless I see Jesus face to face and I put my hands, it's all about us, right? Put my hands in his side and I see with my own eyes the piercing of his hands and I do this and that and I do that. Unless I see it for myself, I will not believe. But Jesus said, Blessed are they that believe and have not seen him. The believers right now, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible. And so we are believing. We have never seen Jesus face to face in 2017, but we believe. There is still a remnant of God waiting here for the coming of the Son of God, and still waiting and walking as a believer. We still have faith in believing. And the book of Isaiah, which was written over 700 years before Jesus had even was born, had already prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53. And let's go over and read that. Isaiah chapter 53, it says, chapter 53, verse 1, Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who's going to believe it? Who's going to believe that report? And who hath God revealed his word to? Verse 5. in Isaiah 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. See, there's a difference in the verbiage there. It's saying he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. When you go over to the book of John and you look at Thomas speaking, he talks about my finger into the print of his nails. I thrust my hand into his side. Then I will believe. It's about Jesus and not about us. And how it becomes about Jesus determines how it will be about us. Then we can be considered in our transgressions and bruise for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. It's going to be through his name, through his blood. The believers believe. Those that have been called, many are called and a few are chosen. We have been chosen by God. Jesus says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you to go forth and bring forth fruit. Let the fruit of your ministry show. Let the fruit of your calling show. Make your calling and election sure. This is the time where the wheat and the tares are being separated. Those that believe will believe, and those that will not believe, they will not believe. And those that are saying that believe, that twist up the word of God to make it to fit whatever situation that we desire it to fit, and say it's God when it's not, because God will not be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. This is, yes, grace, and God has much grace, and God's mercies are renewed every day. But shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We are, just like in the book of Jude, we are to pull them out, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. And we want to read that. And it says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. This is Jude 21 and 22. And of some have compassion, making a difference or a distinction, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. We are to snatch those out, hating even the garment that has been spotted by the flesh, been spotted by this world. This world is dirty and tainted and written of sin. Yes, we are walking through this life, and no, we are not perfect. And yes, we fall down and there's things that happen, but get up. It's time to rise up. Get up, dust yourself off, and keep going down the straight and narrow path. Broad is the way of destruction. Narrow is the path of eternal life. Jesus has come. He has already made a way of escape, that we can escape eternal damnation. And these things are written in the book, in these 66 books, that we might believe. Be not faithless, but believing. Even in our scriptures today, our Bishop Brooks from the City of Faith here in San Diego preached on a scripture in James 1:1-8. Don't doubt, but believe. Believe in God. Believe that he came to save us. Believe that we shall have eternal life. Amen. Believe, be not doubting, but believe. And it says in James chapter 1, verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, that you may be mature, that I may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Everything we need is in God. Be not faithless, but believe. We got to believe. This world is in a mess. Be believing, saints, because our salvation is nearer than we first believed, than we believed. Bless you on today. Believe God and walk worthy of the call. In Jesus' name, amen.